We'll be off.
Okay. This is an interview with Rodney Lutz for the Youngstown Oral History Project, School Days at Jackson Milton High School in the 1950s by John Gulgis at his Isley store on May 8th at 4:30 p.m. All right. Let's start off with your favorite subject in school. What was your favorite? When you went to school, when you went to class, what was your favorite subject?
Math, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why? Was it the teacher or the subject?
No, I think it was the subject.
Okay.
I think because I understood
all the rest of it, right?
The whole rest of it. I didn't do too good.
All right. Now, which teacher is most memorable in your mind? Or coach, because I know you played in sports. More than one. You had a lot of favorites.
I'd say Mr. Kepner.
Okay.
He was a superintendent.
Superintendent, right.
But he also was a teacher at the time.
That's what I'd heard. Yeah. Why?
I can't remember any names back that far. That's been a long time. Again.
Yeah.
That was one of the best grades I ever got in high school, and he was a teacher.
Teacher. Okay. I know he taught algebra, and I think algebra and all the other math classes too, probably.
I didn't hear.
Did he teach algebra and all the other math, or was it just algebra? I think
it was algebra. It seems to me it was. I can't remember.
What was special about his class? I mean, you kind of like
respect.
Respect.
Everybody had respect for him.
Yeah. All right, now, of all the activities you were involved in, which was your favorite? Was it the sports, or was it something else? Or
in high school?
Yeah.
I guess I really wasn't involved in sports too much.
Okay.
But sports was.
Sports one of your favorites?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because all my buddies played.
Oh, that's logical.
Yeah. Right.
What did that demand of you to be on the team? In those days, what was it like to be on the team?
Well, I played basketball when I was a junior, I think, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Practice every night, just like today, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Maybe not quite as tough.
You think it was easier?
I think.
Really? Like,
I don't think the pressure. I don't think we had the pressure that the
they have today. More fun in it.
As far as sports.
Yeah. Kind of more enjoyable. Yeah.
Right.
Kind of a schedule. You have a lot on your schedule. That means you play like, it was a comparable today. They played like, what, six games? Or?
Oh, geez, no. Basketball?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you said basketball. I was thinking
football.
Yeah,
basketball. No, we played, I don't remember how many games. We played every school twice, place. So it must have been.
It's about the same.
I would say about the same as today. Yeah. I would say the same.
Let me think here. Where was I? Okay. What about? Oh, I want to know about your nickname, AZ.
Okay. That's the reason I didn't play sports.
Why? Asthma.
Because I had asthma.
Okay. Because I was talking to your daughter last night. She says, "Where did he get that nickname?"
Yeah.
And then it occurred to her. She says, "Probably because he had asthma."
And
so they called you
Asthma. Yeah, that's what they called me.
All right.
And I used to have a
mystery solved.
Little squirter that I went around.
Okay.
Just squirted.
Makes sense. Mind. Yeah, that makes sense.
So they
called you as.
But I, for instance, that year I played basketball. I played for, I'd say 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was down for a week. Yeah.
We did not.
I would
for
catch a bad cold and then I'd get this asthma.
Yeah, I guess that's probably why you didn't play on sports. That makes sense. Okay, mystery solved. Now I know where you got your nickname. How about the social functions? Any of those that really stand out in your mind? That you want to talk, that you can talk about.
I can't remember.
You can't remember any of the social functions. You don't remember the May dance?
Oh, sure. I remember everything. I remember the May dance and the athletic the alumni banquets and the prom and the everything.
Any of them really stand out? Shit.
I'd say the May dance was always one of the biggies.
Okay.
Biggies in our day.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, you know.
And we had a nice May queen, too.
Yeah, she was. She was really good looking. I saw that in the book. Somebody married that girl, didn't they?
Yeah.
They had good taste, didn't
they? Yeah, right.
All right. What was a typical day like at the high school? You walked in. What do you remember the most when you, like, if you were to walk through a typical day as you kind of drift back to maybe your senior year?
Going to school.
Yeah.
First thing, seeing Mrs. Lobin.
Okay. Tell me about Mrs. Lobin.
No, she was fine. She was all right. She
yeah.
Was, we didn't see eye to eye just on exactly everything, but we got along fine.
Nobody skipped class.
Well, no, I can't remember back that far. Yes, I'm sure we did some of that, too, off and on.
Okay. What about lunchtime? Were you a packer or a buyer, or did you kind of leave the premises for lunch and come down
lunchtime,
to the Isles?
Lunchtime, we always sold Klondikes. And,
okay.
And I was involved at that in the cafeteria. We sold Klondikes.
Okay. Okay.
From Isley's. And we made money for our senior trip. So and I did that for, geez, I can't remember how long.
So you were working for Isley's before you got out of high school.
Yeah, right. right, really.
All right. What about any of the fads? What was it, let's say, a fad at the time that you either liked or didn't like? In dress or in, maybe some of the things going on that were stylish. Did you care for the fads and the Bobby socks or?
I can't.
You can't remember those.
I really can't.
Okay, how about after school activities? Now, what was your after-school hangout? Did you have a favorite hangout?
Yeah, sure. We all did. But you have to remember, this was a small community.
Okay.
And much smaller than now.
Right.
And, of course, Isley's was one of the hangouts. But I never did much. See, I lived at the lake.
So you...
We had the Pink Place. Which was a small little restaurant and custard stand. Mm-hmm. And we hung around in there. And then, of course, when I went to see my buddies who lived halfway between, there was only one place, and that was the
Dairy Isle?
No.
I'm going the wrong way.
Blue Ridge.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Anyhow, right. But we used to, really, that was one of the only places, and one of the guys that graduated with us, his father owned that. Mm-hmm. So we'd go in there and get pop and stuff, and we didn't drink.
No.
Not there.
No.
And
this was like after school type thing?
Well,
in the evening,
or whatever.
What did that place look like on the inside? Can you describe it?
Oh, gee whiz, no, I don't know. It was a dump.
It was a dump?
Yeah.
As soon as you walked in the door? Did
it
have four walls?
What can I bridge on?
It looked like a brewery. Now, it must have looked nice to you, or you wouldn't have been there every day.
Well, not really. But we didn't have it. I shouldn't say it looked like a dump. It really didn't. It was a nice place. Well, things were a little different back then than they are today, I guess. Of course, I really can't say today because I don't go in those places too much today.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't too many people there.
Yeah, it was kind of low-key.
You know, so when we went in there, we could go off in a table by ourselves. And then if the boy was there, well, we'd go outside and horse ride outside or something. Mm-hmm. But if we wanted a bottle of pop, that was the only place to go. There was no place else to go.
No place else to go, that's true. Really. I like the roller rink. Did you go roller skating?
Oh, yeah, geez. I'm glad you brought that up. I lived in that. I I lived in that when I was in high school. We went skating 3 or 4 nights a week, I guess.
That kept you out of trouble.
Yeah.
Or did that get you in trouble?
No, not at all. That was something. That was nice.
What did you like about it?
Well, I think the skating and the company was good. And I liked the guy that owned the place. Okay. In fact, I knew him all my life. He just recently passed away. And again, that was the only thing there was. There wasn't anything else.
Well, from what I've gathered, it was a pretty close class. And you guys did a lot of things together. I mean, you know. It wasn't just you going out there by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Again, we were closer than... I don't know what they are today, but we were close.
Yeah.
But I said, we talked about it here not too long ago. We talked about our class. And we said the reason we were close, we weren't only close with just our class, but we were close with the whole high school.
Yeah, that's the impression I got.
We had... I forget, 30 or 33 people, 33 kids graduated in my class. Okay, so all the classes were the same.
Yeah, they were small like
that. Okay, well, how many kids do you have in your class today?
112.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, okay, in the whole high school,
we probably had
112. Okay, so we knew it wasn't like, it would be like you knowing how many people are in your class,
mm-hmm.
but we knew everybody in high school. It wasn't just in.
Yeah.
It wasn't just in our particular grade, or
so
it was a whole high school.
I'm getting the impression that it didn't really bother you that you had a lot of underclassmen.
Yeah, but I don't care.
No.
I mean, you know,
we knew them all. It was we were all one big
happy family.
Yeah, happy family.
Yeah.
In fact, it was a treat in between classes. I can remember. We used to horse around, and we'd be going down the steps or something, and we'd catch a couple younger classmen and work them over a little bit, just horsing around. But hey, every once in a while, two or three of them would catch one of us, and it'd be the same thing.
So,
but, I mean, it was fun. It was
a little different, yeah. Whether anybody got hurt at that time.
No.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Horsing around.
Yeah.
Horseplay.
That's different. You're right. It's a lot different than what it is today. I don't know if I should ask about the soul test. Did I say that right? SOLITIS?
I can't remember.
You can't remember that one.
Okay.
Or the gay time?
I'll tell you a little.
All right.
Okay. This SOLITIS.
Okay.
Were some girls that we met from Youngstown.
All right.
And that's what it was.
Oh.
We used to once in a while go see them.
Oh. Just a friendly little chat.
Right on. That's all.
I think so we'll just leave it at that. We'll keep this interview.
And we're not going to get into the gay time.
No, we'll just drop that.
I can't remember.
I just read that. I read that out of the yearbook, and I thought I'd ask you about it. You know, you willed that to a couple of fellows that were underneath you there. And I just wanted to know what it was. That's all. If you had it to do over, what would you have done to make your high school experience even better, or were you satisfied with it the way it was?
I think I would have studied a little harder than what I'd have put a little more effort into it than what I did.
I think that's true of a lot of people, myself included. All right, that's
I think good. I would put a little more effort. Of course, the older you get, the more you learn.
Yeah.
You look back and you understand why you maybe should have.
Yeah. What was your most memorable event that happened in high school? Really stands out in your mind when you think back in high school. Was there a single most memorable event or day or occasion?
No, I don't.
It's a lot of little different things.
Sure there was. There was graduation. Yeah. There was, like I said, the May dance.
Yeah.
One thing that stood out in my mind, and I think about it today, Mr. Kettner was a tough guy. He was tough. We respected him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't mean tough. We
respected his different type of.
And when we became seniors,
mm-hmm.
he let down. He really did.
And last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what he told us? He told us, you guys are old enough now. Mm-hmm. It's time you start straightening up. You're not kids mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And
so he, the last year, he let it go a little bit.
Yeah, no, he really did. He started treating us
different.
Like we adults. Were going to be adults. And we better.
Yeah.
Of course, we were adults. I think quicker than the kids of today.
That's entirely possible. Yeah, entirely possible. You lived through some interesting times when you were in high school. The Truman Dewey election of 1948, the U.S. Steel Strike in the early 1950s, the Korean War, the McCarthy trials. Did any of that occur to you, or was it all kind of hazy?
Fuzzy.
I mean, fuzzy. Some remember it, some don't.
The Korean War, of course, was after I graduated.
That's right. Right.
It was after
yeah.
I graduated. Of course, I remember that.
Yeah.
But as far as the election,
yeah,
we talked
about it.
In high school. Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was yeah. nothing real.
Yeah. All right. Few more things here. Can you remember any real good practical jokes that either you played on someone, or someone played on you, or you just saw? That
we never did.
Oh no, no! Now I know you're lying. Now I know you're lying.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, I can think of 100.
One would be fine, Rod.
Just I don't
nobody's underwear got ran up the flagpole.
We used to. No, we used to have. We had good times.
Good times.
Okay. Just like they do today, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah.
We ride around a milk bottle from the Isley Farm up on the flagpole at the school a few times.
And, okay.
And maybe, oh, a lot of things. Knocked over a few corn shocks in our day.
Okay.
Maybe a few outside Johns.
Outside Johns.
And maybe a few. And maybe we had to put a few back up.
Okay. Well, we're going to finish it off. I just want to know now. Last question. Tell me about the senior trip. Did you have a good time? What do you remember about it?
Very good. I remember the first thing I remember, the first night we were there,
mm-hmm.
we went to a restaurant someplace and I got sick.
Okay.
I really got sick.
Bad.
I think maybe it was food poisoning.
Is that
sure.
right?
And
you the only one?
No, there was a couple of three of us. But the senior trip was really something. It was to Washington. It was just, we all looked forward to it. We worked our whole high school
years
to save enough money so we all could
go. Yeah.
And we went and we had a very nice time. The day I got sick, the thing I looked forward to most I can remember was that the Smithsonian
yeah.
Institute.
Yeah.
And I missed it.
Oh, really?
Because I was sick.
Flat on your back.
I didn't go. I was really sick.
Wow.
But I went every place else. And we really had a good time.
Yes?
I don't want to say it. I'll tell you personally,
okay.
but
right.
I don't.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
We really did. We had yeah. a good time. And we had good teachers around us. And
mm-hmm.
they were good.
Okay.
When we raised our kids and we didn't sleep the whole week.
No, I don't think they do that today either.
We had a good time. We yeah. just really had a nice trip. And we saw a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel these kids miss something. And they don't get this.
You don't see it.
Maybe they can't today. Maybe they can't.
It's different. There's no doubt about
that. Like I say, we worked, like I said, all that money, when we worked on our, in the cafeteria,
yeah,
like all during lunch, uh-huh, all the Klondikes we sold, all the candy and everything, yeah, that we sold, all that money went towards our senior trip.
Just out of curiosity now, was that a one-year deal, or was that from the time you were in seventh grade? When did you really kind of start fundraising for that? I was just kind of curious.
Oh, geez, I think we did all during high school.
Okay.
Yeah,
It was just like, when you graduate, this will be your trip.
But I can't remember whether that... See, I'm sure it was maybe like the cafeteria thing. I'm sure the seniors probably...
Yeah.
You had that.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, I'm sure it would have been just when you were seeing it.
Mm-hmm. But, sure beat the cafeteria for.
Huh?
I said, I better beat the cafeteria for.
Well, we ate in the cafeteria. That was another thing. We ate in the cafeteria.
I did.
Or I did. Most of us all did.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all did.
Yeah.
We ate in the cafeteria. We didn't take our lunch or we didn't.
Ate there. Macaroni still stuck to the plate?
Oh, yeah. But I get to know the cooks. They always fix me up.
See, it pays to have friends in the kitchen.
And I still see them. Some of them are still around.
Is that right? That's what made you decide you were going to get into the business.
No.
That happened years later.
Yeah, many years later.
Did you ever think when you were in high school that you'd end up owning the Isaacs?
No.
No, that just kind of happened.
When I was in high school?
Yeah, I mean,
definitely not.
I mean, did you have it as an ambition that someday you wanted to own your own little...
Well, my own business. But
yeah.
Never anything special or never...
Yeah.
Anything particular.
That just kind of happened as time...
Yeah, as time went on.
Yeah.
We did own the Isley store when I was in high school.
What, you mean your family?
Yes.
Oh, the one that was at the lake. Okay.
Okay.
So it was kind of in the blood.
Well.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
You looked at it a little different then than you do.
Yeah, there was no restaurant in the one at the lake. It was strictly ice cream. And, there was no restaurant. Ice cream. More of a store type. Business.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
But I think that was my life ambition, was to go and be
the business for yourself. Yeah. But you just didn't quite know when, where, how.
No. And I worked later years.
Yeah.
8 years.
Yeah. Before you started, the first one was in, like it said, in Austin Town, and then you moved here, right? No? I thought that you had...
No. I was in business with another fellow in town here. He and I were partners.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, first I went to work down at Mahoney Session Door.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where that
is. Yeah, I know where it is.
Used to be. It's not
on,
anymore.
Yeah, it was on Mahoney Avenue, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's right
now
in Wycliffe there.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I worked my way up to be a shipper. Partners with this other guy.
That was right after high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 years.
Yeah.
And then I started my own business with a partner. And then the partnership didn't work out too good. And I bought the Isaac store.
You bought the Isaac store. Okay. And you have been here ever since?
Yeah, 22 years.
You're hoping Mother's Day will be a success.
I'm hoping.
All right. Well, good. Thanks.